Welcome to the Ascent Church Podcast. We hope this message from Pastor Jay Armalee inspires you to pursue God, equip people, and release hope.
You know, it's interesting, Father's Day. It's kind of a mixed bag for a lot of people. There was this study done. I didn't have a chance to look it up to get the details, but basically, oftentimes in prisons, they can't keep... You have prisoners that often ask for Mother's Day cards, and they don't have enough Mother's Day cards. But when it comes to Father's Day, they often don't get asked for Father's Day cards to be filled out. And it's a challenge because a lot of people have difficult upbringings. And as I prepared for today, I really felt like I first needed to do that. I needed people to come up and share. But yesterday, I really felt strongly that it was a day to honor my father on Father's Day. We're blessed to have Pastor Gary that has, with a team, birthed this place. And even as I was sitting there, I look around like, this is no small building. When we moved from Woodsley, I thought, man, we could put like 10 Woodsleys in this building. Like, it was such a big move. And I've told stories of my mom, who was this quiet, shy girl and couldn't order pizza on the phone. And you know, you look at today, she birthed this place, and, I'm the second generation pastor already, 10 years in as a senior pastor. But I've come to realize that, you know, they often say behind every good man is a woman. Well, honestly, behind every successful person, there's usually somebody else that's there supporting them. It's not just a man or a woman. And I realized over the years, my dad was there to support my mom. I was asking my mom this morning, because one of the things that I wrote down, and I told my son this yesterday, you know, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. If you can remember a couple things today as men, it's not how you start the race, but it's how you finish the race. And I'm grateful that I can be here, my dad's 91, that I can say he is still running the good race. He is still running the good fight. And I don't know all the details of my dad's childhood, but what I do know, his dad died when he was 3 years old. And so really, stepfather came in, but that was a difficult situation. My grandmother had 6 kids at home after he had passed away. It was already around the times of World War II and after. It was very difficult. They were poor. That's a difficult upbringing. I'll try not to cry. It's difficult when we don't always have father figures, or it's difficult when our fathers are trying to figure things out. And I heard this line the other day. If our stories were perfect, we would never learn something from them. Right? If your story's perfect, how do you ever learn something from it? Our stories are not always perfect. My dad's story is not always perfect. He grew up and it was difficult, but I want to read the lines from today. Because this to me, men, if you could grab one thing today, and before we end today, I do want to pray for our men in here, not just fathers, but if you want to grab a line from today, we sometimes live like Jesus never died on the cross. We sometimes still live as men trying to work out without the cross our salvation, meaning we go to the law to try to do it. And yet these lines today from the song, The Blood, it's never been about performance, perfection, or striving for acceptance. Let me tell you, it's only by the blood. It's never been about deserving or earning. It's a gift that's freely given. Let me tell you, it's only by the blood. Does anybody want to be holy, righteous, purified, and spotless? Let me tell you, it's only by the blood. Does anybody want to be worthy, forgiven, justified, really living? Let me tell you, it's only by the blood. Isn't that truth? Amen. Growing up with my dad, I had a couple ambitions. My first was to be taller than him. And then I realized later on in life, I should have aimed higher. Should have aimed higher, you know. I just remember meeting that mark and be like, yes, and that was it. I stopped growing, so. But I remember watching my father, and I'm going to share a few things that he taught me. I would love to tell you that he was a perfect father, but he wasn't. Just like my kids would tell you, I'm not a perfect father. I know. It's hard to hear those words. But what I'll tell you my father was is somebody that would always adjust, learn, and grow. My mom and dad planned on retiring and driving across the country in a motorhome and doing all these things until the Lord called my mom into ministry. And one of the things I learned from my dad was that he would lay all that down for my mom. He would lay down his dreams, his hopes, his desires, because he saw the calling on my mom's life. We have this today. We have a church today because my dad said yes. That's worth honoring. David started it. He started crying first. Sometimes as men, we think it's the big things that we do. And that was a big thing, but it was a small thing. It was just I'm going to say yes. When we lift up those around us, push those forward, that is one of the greatest things that we can do. And I watched my father constantly just elevate my mom. Adjust, pivot, elevate. And I want to honor you for that. I think we all are grateful for that. Amen? You can applause when you feel to. So growing up, a couple things that come to mind that made me into the man that I am. Every morning, I can't show you without a chair, but every morning I'd wake up and my father would be in the same position usually. He would be on his couch. He had that black Spanish, whatever it was. And he'd have his feet on there and he'd have his Bible open and he'd be reading the Bible every morning. Or if I woke up a little earlier, or later, I should say, I would hear his pedal bike going downstairs and his weights squeaking because they were the worst weight set ever. But those two things in the morning began to birth something in me. That quiet time and prayer is really important to start your day. And being healthy is a key to a long life. I was remembering, because you talk about a long life at almost, you know, 91 and a half. I was remembering the other day that my dad was there all the time. You know, like Dave was saying, different ones. He was always there to help and to work. And I had to do a project. I had to dig around the foundation. And I was thinking in my brain, that wasn't that long ago. And I looked it up. It was only 8 years ago. And my dad was there with a shovel helping me. Not a little bit, not like a couple shovels and take a break. He was full on at 83 years old digging around my house. So I realized that his longevity starts with what he did every morning to start his day right. That's allowed him to still to this day walk, tease all of us. Talk about wanting to take us out back and fight us. That's just really Dorman, though. But it's these blocks in life that he taught me, these things. Another thing that he taught me, Dad, I don't know if you realize this, but you taught me never to give up. Never to give up. Never to quit. And it's funny, right? As parents, we don't know where we're instilling these things in our kids' lives. And I'll never forget, just a little aside, how many kids ever went through that moment where you said something and you went, my gosh, I just said something my dad said. You remember those moments? And I tell my kids these things and every once in a while, I'm like, that's my dad told me that. Don't quit. Don't give up. There's got to be a way. We'll find a way. And my dad taught me that memories coming alive this last couple days when I was thinking about this. We were jogging up in, I believe it was Tobermory at a cottage. And I wanted to quit. And my dad would come up with these ridiculous stories. But he would tell such good stories, I'd start to believe them. And we were all of a sudden being chased. And if I were to give up, that would be it. I'd be done. He was pretty graphic, too. And I remember I kept running and running and running. And I realized after that that there's more inside of me. And he knew it. Because fathers know. And he would not let me quit. And I think one of the challenges of being fathers, see, mothers are often nurturers. Mothers are often the ones we run to and they nurture us. Fathers are the ones that build that character within us. And the difficult part is sometimes they have to push us and we're not always happy. But later on in life, we look back and we go, I needed that. I needed to be pushed. I needed to have somebody that said, you have more inside of you. And fathers do that. And our Heavenly Father does that with us. When we read the word and we see there's more, he pushes us and goes, you can do more. I'm grateful for the words that were spoken today because I wrote a whole list down and I thought, man, I'll tell you, anytime you read the Bible, you can see fathers and men who struggled but still failed, but God never gave up on them, right? We sometimes have a religion that says we have to give up on people, but listen to this, just a quick few things. Moses struggled with insecurity and repeatedly told God he wasn't the right person for the job. Didn't work out so well for Moses because he still got the job. Peter denied Jesus 3 times after saying, I will never deny you to his father, his savior, sorry. Abraham, he lied about Sarah being his sister out of fear. He didn't just do it once, he did it twice. Jacob deceived his father and brother and spent much of his early life manipulating everything around him. These are the father figures in the Bible. Jonah ran from God's calling and later became angry. Gideon wrestled with fear and repeatedly sought reassurance from God. Thomas doubted the resurrection until he saw the risen Christ. Samson made a ton of mistakes. David was an adulterer and a murderer. As men, I am grateful that we have a Bible that tells us that we can make mistakes and that our Heavenly Father will continue to help us grow. Never gives up on us. And Dad, one thing you never did, you never gave up on me. And not only that, he was a principal. Twice. He did his whole career as a principal, and then he started a private school. And he blessed kids. And I watched him with your humor, where he could take a situation, correct somebody, and make them laugh all at the same time. Anybody ever had that happen? And I watched him over the years teach kids you can go further, even though you've made mistakes, even though you've had a bad past, even though, hey, you just flunked that, even though I caught you cheating, he would always believe in him and push him or her. And as fathers, that's what we get to do. Now, I want to let you know, if you're a father in here, because the other thing I wrote down, we have to be able to forgive ourselves. Because as fathers, we make mistakes. As men, we make mistakes. And we have to be able to forgive ourselves. And I watched my dad forgive people over and over and over and over again. I watched my dad forgive people that would hurt my mom. And he would forgive them. And when he would meet them, he would love them. He would bless them and say some stupid joke. But he modeled what it was like to forgive. And I know stories that I can't share with you, but I watched him forgive over and over and over again. If you're a father in here, if you're a man in here, I encourage you to first and foremost forgive yourself. If you were a parent as you parented and you made mistakes, any fathers make mistakes? Every father's hand should go up. If you do it without mistakes, well, that's impossible. I was going to say you're the Heavenly Father, but you're not. We make mistakes. One of the things that came to mind when I was writing this for my mistakes, because one of the points I want to really underscore, and Rod, you would understand this because we've talked a lot about this, probably become one of your pillars in your life. Choose relationship over being right. Mistakes that were made, I remember Caleb was really young. Well, younger, 6, 7-ish. And I chose being right and angry over relationship before Danny Soe came into our life. And this is one of those moments I've had to forgive myself. Caleb, I don't even know if you remember this, but you spilled milk on the table. And I slammed my hand on the table. Because I was angry. I was raw, tired. And in that moment, I looked in his eyes and I saw fear. It's one of those moments that I'll never forget. And I wanted to correct him, and I did. Actually, I didn't want to. I did. I corrected him, but I remember that look of fear. And I remember Danny Soak's words that began as we began to read his material. I thought, if I'm not careful, I'm going to choose in life to be right all the time and to correct. And my gosh, I wanted to correct. I wanted to always have teaching moments. Any fathers like that? You just want to teach everything. In every moment. And in that moment when I saw fear, I thought, that's not what I want my son to see in me or feel from me. And I've had to forgive myself for that. I don't know if I've ever asked you for forgiveness, son. I'm sorry for that. Because those are moments that we mistakenly put something into our kids' lives that we don't mean to. And if you have done that, you have to forgive yourself as men and as fathers. Because I go back to the words that we just sang today. Does anybody want to be forgiven? Anybody want to be made holy? Anybody want to be made perfect? It's only by the blood. I want to take a second. All the men, would you stand with me? Men, not just fathers, men. Even Curtis. Ladies, would you stretch your hands towards these men? I want to pray for you. If you're here today and you struggle with things that you have done, your Heavenly Father died on the cross to forgive you. Not when you got it all right, when you simply said, Lord, I can't do this on my own. I need you to forgive me. I need your help. So as we stretch our hands and the ladies stretch our hands, Father God, I ask you right now, that you would give the capacity for every man in here to forgive themselves as they turn to you. Lord, if any moment in any one of those stories, they're reminded of what they've done as parents or as a father or even just as a man, Lord, would you forgive them? Lord, also, would you give them the grace and the ability to forgive their fathers? Would you give them the ability to forgive their fathers? For the harsh things that were said, for the acts that were done, the words, the fear, the confusion, the pain, would you forgive? Give them the ability to forgive. Lord, I thank you that you have great things for every man in this room. They're not done until you take them home. So would you give them the grace to run the race until you take them? In Jesus' name, amen. I had it a little more graphic. I said, you're not done until you're dead. But it came out better in that moment. Last couple things before we're done. I didn't think I'd be long today, which I'm not. I wrote this down. God is not looking for perfect fathers. He's looking for surrendered fathers. And when my dad said yes to my mom's ministry, I'm not sure he knew what he was saying yes to. But many years later, we are the recipients because he said yes. I love that. Dad, one of the things you taught me that I've taught my kids, you would say this all the time. Don't look up at people that are better than you or have more than you. Look around you and see and be grateful for all that you have. I don't know how many times you would tell me that. I'd come in and complain. Oh, Dad, I don't have this, or man, this isn't going right. He said, you know, you often, Jay, you're looking at the people that have more than you. Stop and look at all that you have. The people that are around you that have less than you. If we can learn that one thing and teach our kids that, I'll tell you that it taught me to be grateful. Because I'd stop comparing myself to others and I'd be grateful for what I had. And now when I say, Dad, how's your day? He said, I'm outside or I'm sitting on a chair. The birds are chirping. It's a beautiful day. He taught me simplicity. You teach me simplicity on a regular basis. Why is it a great day? Not because of what I got. No, it's a great day because I got breath in my lungs. I'm still alive. The birds are chirping. The sun is out. It's a good day. If it's a bad day, he'd make some joke. Actually, his number one joke is, I said, hey, Dad, how's it going today? He says, great, I'm looking in the mirror. It's a good day. Almost every day he says that to me. Last but not least, if I could teach you one thing that I have learned personally, I've learned a lot from my dad, but the one thing I have learned in life as a father, hopefully as a friend, as a man, is be present. Our whole overload series that we've been on, the one thing I keep going back to that I'm trying to learn over and over again is to be present in every conversation, every family gathering. I don't know what your plans are today, but at some moment, if you have a gathering, take a moment and look around and be grateful. Know that the enemy will try to come and tell you something, why you shouldn't be grateful. Shut the enemy up and look around for what is going well and be grateful. Be present today as you talk with people. And I look at a couple. Now we have three sons. I didn't even count how many grandsons and great grandkids. 11 grandchildren. Two great-grandchildren. I look at a life well-lived, Dad. You taught us hard work. You taught us to love well. You taught us to be present. He taught us bad jokes. You taught us to laugh. You taught us to live life. And I'm grateful. And now I'm teaching my kids these things. And for every one of us, there are things that we have learned from our Father. There's probably hurt and pain. We've just forgiven it. But I'll tell you, take time today to go, you know what? My dad did teach me that. I forgot that. He did teach me that. He taught me that quality to work hard. He taught me that quality to worship. And if you're a young person here, I promise you this, you will not see it until you get older. Sometimes we can never see what our parents have taught us until we become a parent and we go, that's way harder than I thought. Right? And I can't wait until my kids have kids. And I will do my best to say, told you so. No, I'll do my best to not say that. But I do look forward to going into Caleb's house. Caleb, I look forward to going into your house one day and leaving every drawer and every door open. And my daughters, their shoes are going to be left out. I can't wait. I told Caleb, I said, it's going to be weird one day when every day my doors are all closed. It's going to be an odd feeling. He's like, won't you be happy? I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I won't be. And then when I have doors open, I'll be like, Caleb's home. Why don't you guys all stand? That was a mishmash of things. So we can just say thank you to my dad again. Mr. Armley, Jack Armley, thank you for saying yes to Mom. Thank you for saying yes to the ministry. Thank you for being an encourager. And I say happy Father's Day. It's because I didn't have a card for you, so I thought I'd just say it out loud. Please don't make me write all that out. Today, as we go and celebrate one way or another, if you are here and you don't have a chance to celebrate, I encourage you to find a way to be around people. If it was difficult for you, I pray that you find ways to celebrate as you forge. I want to say that some of you are forging, just like my dad did, brand new territory as a father. And I commend you for that, because maybe you didn't have the best upbringing, but you've determined to say, you know what, as a father, I'm going to forge a new path. Continue that new path, because your kids will be blessed by it. And for all the fathers that one day will be, if you are young here and married without children, raise your hand. We bless you. We bless you guys. There's only two. I know there are a couple that will be getting married, but we bless you guys. Evan, how goes the police force?
Going good. Going good.
Lots of work. We bless you. Father God, we thank you for today, for Father's Day. But Lord, more importantly, we thank you for you. Lord, we thank you as a father with your son. You came, Jesus came to show who you really were, who you really are. Father God, I thank you that as we read the words of Jesus, that we see how caring you were, how loving you were, how you embraced people. Lord, you took time with the sinners. Lord, you are a caring father. And Lord, as we celebrate today, Lord, I pray that you would continually minister to our hearts. But we just take a second and we say, thank you for being the Father that you are. Lord, we thank you for the Son that you sent to die that we could be changed and made perfect by the blood. Lord, I thank you that it doesn't mean we are perfect. It means we're made perfect by the blood and we continue to run the race. We continue to grow in that perfection. And we just say thank you for being a good, good Father. I bless everyone here as the father of this house now. I pray you bless them. I pray your face would shine upon them. I pray, Lord, this would be a wonderful day as they celebrate. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you'd like to learn more about Ascent, you can visit our website at ascentchurch.ca.